Jerry Bader Show, 1021. Conservative politicians who have historically supported traditional marriage are struggling right now. They just they see that the landscape has changed and that a majority of America now supports same-sex marriage, and they just don't know how to navigate that. And I think they're stumbling over themselves. I thought Scott Walker did it, and I think Ron Johnson did it yesterday when he said, well, you know, abortion, same-sex marriage, I have my feelings, but I'll go to the will of the people. I know some of you disagree with me on this. I believe when you are elected to public office, you should do what you think is right, and if it costs you, it costs you. Someone who wishes to say this anonymously, Jerry, in my experience as an elected official, I found that citizens can viciously turn on you over one hot-button issue. So there is such a thing as a constituent vote. Voting for what is right can get you booted out of office in a heartbeat. It happened to me. So be it. That's my point. So be it. It gets you booted out of office. It gets you booted out of office. Jan in Green Bay. Jan, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Good question. Good topic. Very seminal. I'm thinking of the American Revolution and the French Revolution that occurred pretty much in the same decade. The French Revolution, of course, was a very bloody affair. Mm-hmm. And it proved how dirty and wrong democracy can be. In his book, Reflections on the Revolution in France, Edmund Burke said there are only two qualifications for public service, a virtuous character and wisdom. And you're right. When that stuff is ignored, that's where the trouble starts, and we're going to get the kind of government we deserve when we ignore it. There's something also called the democracy of the dead. Think of what your parents would have wanted, what their parents would have wanted.
Yeah, you know, this is why, Jan, thanks for the call. Conservatives sometimes wonder why I admire FDR, because he didn't care. He just didn't care. Okay, the person who the former elected official said they'd vote the same way, it was the right thing to do when they got booted out of office. Gary on the road. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just had this conversation with an old military buddy of mine recently on the election. You office polls and standards, then stick to what you ran on. The next election cycle, they can vote you out if they don't like it.
See, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that's exactly right, Gary. You were elected because they believe in what you believe in, and if you stick to your principles, you're probably more times than not going to be okay.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly with Scott Walker. When I voted for him the first time, I was that much more enthused to vote for him the second time because he stuck to his guns and, you know, like you said before, that beats a recall.
So, that's Gary, thanks a lot for the call. That's what has made him, Scott Walker, a national conservative hero. That no matter what he faced for his actions, he wasn't going to back down. I know this is much easier said than done. This is interesting. We are hearing from locally elected officials. It is the hardest to do at the local level. You know why? They can pick up the phone and call you. They don't have to get through a communications director or press secretary or anything else. It is very difficult, because if you really want to stay in that office and you're getting the phone calls, you're getting all of that, I get that. This, however, has reared its head with gay marriage in a way that it never has any other issue. Because, you know, how do you suddenly, after however many years of belief system, now say you believe something else? Elected officials are very reluctant to do that, and they're trying to take a pass on same-sex marriage. Scott Walker tried to do it by saying, well, I'm just not going to express an opinion. Ron Johnson is trying to do it by saying, well, whatever the people want. Does that go for polygamy? What if a public opinion poll suddenly shows, well, now that people are okay with gay marriage, they're coming around on polygamy or adult incestuous marriage? This is the problem when you're afraid to stake out a position because you think it's going to be unpopular. That is what I think makes a great elected official, doing the unpopular. If you get booted, you get booted. But longevity has become the end game. Which transitions me to the 6th Congressional District. Just spend a couple of minutes on this. As you know, Congressman Tom Petri, being challenged by State Senator Glenn Grothman from his right in a primary, chose not to seek re-election after some 35 years in office. You had what was expected to be a very contentious primary. There are three state lawmakers vying for that Republican nomination in Petri's absence. Glenn Grothman first ran, then Petri got out, then Dewey Strobel and Joe Leibom got in. I did a piece a while back, and my concern was this was going to turn into a very nasty race, much in the vein of the 2012 U.S. Senate primary, because they would all be trying to separate themselves from one another. Thus far, it has been virtually silent, with the one exception. State Representative Dewey Strobel is spending a lot of money on campaign advertising. On our station here in Green Bay, he has what I call a saturation buy. He's on hour after hour after hour after hour on Thursday or Friday. Thursday, I believe it was. He started a TV campaign in the Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay TV markets. Because if you're going to cover all of the 6th Congressional District, quite frankly, there's only one way to do it all at once, and that's my show. But if you're going to hit it with TV, you have to hit all three markets. Green Bay, Milwaukee, Madison, very costly. Dewey is doing that. I assume, and I don't know this, I assume he's spending a lot of radio money elsewhere. I would just assume. I don't know about the Milwaukee market. But I would assume the smaller markets, Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, that he's doing that as well. You know, it's actually, we're 7 weeks out, give or take. Actually, it might be 7 weeks from today to the primary. And neither Leibom or Grothman have really done any appreciable spending. But here's the part that really surprises me. There hasn't been a lot, and pleasantly so, there hasn't been a lot of attacking. You know, Dewey's playing the I'm not a career politician, and he is the one who's been in office shortest period of time. It's true. But beyond that, it's been pretty quiet. You wonder, when will the others start spending considerable advertising money? And will they avoid, from now to August 12th, the horrible mistake that the Senate Democrats, Thompson, Hovde, et al., the mistake they made in 2012? Here's hoping. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.